Chapter 1, Varian. Her strength is my salvation. Prince Varian, heir to the undefeated Darfunk clan of Nyme, clung to hope, even though his body and mind threatened to betray him. He reminded himself of his titles, warlord, champion, and future king. Varian struck fear into the hearts of the wicked, and his enemies bowed down at the mere mention of his name. As the heir apparent to the superior Qin and warrior dynasty, it was only natural. Yet, he didn't feel like a warlord or a champion, let alone a future king. He lay in a pool of his blood on the pitiful backwater known as Terra, drunk with a sense of self-importance and promised easy access to concubines. Varian crossed the galaxies ready for war. Now, he was reduced to nothing, relying on a strange sentient female for survival. Enraged at his weakness, he could do nothing but wait and wonder. Will I ever witness another moonrise on Nyme? With each passing moment, he grew more doubtful. He'd been promised wonders. Instead, Varian was greeted with a hailstorm of bullets and lasers by traitors on arrival. Sighing deeply, Varian shook away his morbid thoughts. They were useless, only sending the battered warrior spiraling deeper into despair. A sorrowful moan unbefitting of his rank escaped Varian's lips. He would have recoiled in disgust if his legs weren't trapped and one arm pinned and useless beside him. The smoking pile of metal that was once his royal cruiser was destroyed in the crash. Varian mourned the loss of his favorite ship, soon to be his ceremonial tomb. A piece of synthetic shrapnel pierced Varian's hull in the chaos. His exoskeleton couldn't heal him until he removed the alien metal. He should be dead. He would be dead in a matter of days, wasting away in a foreign wasteland under siege. What honor is there in such a pitiful end?
Be still,
a melodic voice trilled from above. Songbird. He'd taken to calling the female that. When the pain was too great to bear, the warrior would close his eyes, seeking freedom in an illusion. Varian imagined he was back on Nyme. Songbird's lovely chirping would fill the dewy air in the sprawling Amballoon forest. He would soar above her into the hazy lavender sky and forget his worries. Songbird. She gave him solace and a connection to his homeworld while he was on the brink of death.
Your Royal Highness report?
Shalima's voice wheezed through the busted interface of his dashboard. Intermittent and jumbled, the signal was too weak for him to make out his loyal bodyguard's words clearly. Varian had scrambled his communication systems before enemy cruisers shot him down. If he died, he swore he wouldn't allow Zoran's scum to have access to his motherboard. Now, Varian realized his mistake. Without it, the crew of the Symphonk couldn't locate him. Lost and alone at the mercy of a hostile species, again the prince wondered what honor was there in such a pitiful end.
Ugh!
A bittersweet liquid dripped onto Varian's crest. The feathers on his forehead shimmered and shifted in defense from red to gold. Varian turned his head to avoid the liquid when his bioscanner began to glow. The genetic material from the liquid matched that of the female. Why is she leaking? He wondered silently. Why has she come to rescue me when I came to conquer Terra? Varian knew the answer would come soon enough. For what felt like eons, Songbird had pounded on the crystanium-infused glass of the pilot's hatch. The opening from the shrapnel was too narrow for her to crawl through, so she would come shrouded in twilight with a new tool, trying to pry open the hatch. She always left before dawn. Her diligence didn't go unnoticed by Varian, nor her curious speech patterns.